This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. William Ruto was declared the winner of Kenya's close-fought presidential poll on a high day of drama Monday with violent protests in his defeated rival strongholds, claims of rigging, and a split in the commission that oversaw the vote. As tensions ran high after his narrow victory in the August 9th race against Raila Odinga, the 55-year-old president-elect issued a conciliatory message vowing to work with, quote, all leaders. The dispute will test Kenya's stability after previous elections in the East African political and economic powerhouse were blighted by claims of rigging and vicious bouts of deadly violence. The Taliban is celebrating a year after it took control of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Today, August 15th, wrote the head of a Taliban-run news agency, marks the victory of Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan against America. Retired U.S. Marine William B. was deployed to Afghanistan four times. The AP spoke with him a year ago in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
It gets to you because, you know, you have lost dudes over there, and to see all that happen, everything being erased like an etch-a-sketch, it's kind of heartbreaking.
So was it worth it?
Oh, it was worth it 100%. I mean, like, the Afghan people themselves, those dudes are amazing. Nicest people you'll ever meet.
Now, a year later, a small group of Taliban fighters marched past the former U.S. embassy, chanting, "Long live Islam and death to America." I'm Rita Foley.
This is VOA News.